Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 439, Add the Best, Drop the Worst, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Hey there, old friend, welcome back, or welcome for the first time. If you're new here, this is where I simply read to you from some amazing blogs covering personal development, minimalism, and more. And we have 3 other podcasts where I read to you covering entrepreneurship, health, and personal finance. For now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Add the Best, Drop the Worst, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. When you realize that you have many bad or mediocre habits that are holding you back in life, you may start to feel overwhelmed. Where should you begin? Should you upgrade your health habits? Attempt a 30-day super trial? Commit to working an hour a day on your online business? Here's a simple heuristic that will help you identify which habits to change first. Add the best, drop the worst. Let's start with the first part. Can you identify some of the absolute best habits you could add to your life such that if you maintain these habits every day for the next 20 years, it would make a huge difference in your results? Go ahead and brainstorm a few ideas. Jot them down. You don't need a lot. A small handful of ideas is fine. Now, is there a certain idea that pops out at you? It may be on your short list, or you may come up with a new idea. This is probably an idea that you fear, at least a little, but it will also be the idea that excites you the most when you think about the long-term results. If you added this one habit to your life and truly mastered it, it would trump all the others. If you could only install one new permanent habit, this would be it. What is it? And don't give me that I don't know. If you don't know, then put your brain to the task and figure it out. Of course, you can't really know which single habit is the absolute best. You don't know what the future will bring, so you can't know which habit will be best suited to your future growth and results. But surely you can make an educated guess. And if you can't even guess, then I'll tell you what to use. Start drinking 1 quart of fresh juice every day. I like carrot, celery, cucumber, apple, kale, parsley, ginger, lime. It has to be fresh, none of that store-bought stuff. Drink it on an empty stomach. Seriously, if your mind is too foggy to think clearly about this, it's a safe bet your diet sucks. Processed foods really cloud up the brain. So let's start with an upgrade there if I were you. Your worst habit. Next, use a similar process to identify your single worst habit. What is that one nasty habit that if you could somehow drop it from your life permanently, it would make a huge difference in your results over the next 20 years? What one problem behavior keeps biting you again and again? Is drinking soda making you fat, foggy, and anxious? Does checking email more than once a day kill your productivity? Are you wasting way too much time watching TV? What habit seems to be slowing you down more than any other? Which one would you be overjoyed to finally be rid of? A decent choice here is to pick the worst food or class of foods that you know has been hurting your ability to enjoy high energy, good mental focus, and deep concentration. Choose crisp and clear habits. Don't make these habits complicated or vague. Choose simple habits with clear and crisp boundaries. So don't pick procrastinating as your bad habit and being more productive as your good habit, or overeating as the bad and eating healthier as the good. What do these things even mean? How do you measure success versus failure? These choices are meaningless. If you pick something like that, you're being stupid, so stop it. Don't be stupid here. Be down to earth and specific. When you choose a specific habit, there'll be a clear and sharp dividing line between success and failure. Either you did the action or you didn't. There's no gray area in the middle. Choose a bad habit like consuming coffee and a good habit like getting up at 5 a.m. every morning. These are clear, specific, and easy to measure. Either you drank some coffee in a day or you had none. Either you're up and on your feet at 5 a.m. or you aren't. If you had a sip of coffee or a chocolate-covered espresso bean, you failed. If you had no coffee whatsoever in a day, you succeeded. That's crisp and clear. If you hit the snooze and got up at 5:10 a.m., you failed. If you're vertical before the clock hits 5:01 a.m., you succeeded. No room for doubt. That fuzzy gray zone between success and failure is the death of many would-be habit changes. Don't waste your time in that space. That is a zone of pretenders and wannabes. If it makes sense to do so, choose related habits such that your worst habit to drop and your best habit to add are two sides of the same coin. For instance, stop drinking soda and drink a quart of green juice every day instead. This isn't essential, but it does make the process of change a little easier if you can pair up habits like this. Begin a 30-day trial. Now that you have your two habits and you've vetted them for clarity and crispness and lack of stupidity, you're ready to get started. Begin by kicking off a 30-day trial of both habits simultaneously. Technically, you're doing two overlapping trials together. One trial is to drop your worst habit, and the other is to add your best habit. Use the process described in the article Habit Changes Like Chess, read to you in episode 331 of Optimal Living Daily, to set yourself up for success. Do what it takes to handle the early game, middle game, and end game as you transition from the old behaviors to the new ones. Don't look back. Once you've locked in these habits, repeat the process. Seek out your new worst habit and your new potential best habit. Then recondition those as a pair too. You may have been lucky finding yourself blessed with an assortment of positive habits that have served you well throughout your life, but most likely you still have a collection of time-wasting, energy-draining, soul-sucking behaviors that you'd be delighted to dump. No matter what your starting point is, you can always continue to apply the add the best, drop the worst heuristic. Even good habits can be replaced by great ones. You just listened to the post titled Add the Best, Drop the Worst by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for being here and listening and for subscribing to the show. Tomorrow we'll feature a little bit of a longer post because it's from a brand new author that I'm really excited to have on the show. Took me a while to get his permission. You'll have to wait until tomorrow to hear who it is. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.